And they gave it right up to Flannery. Here comes Flannery Auto in deep into the McMahon man zone. His number three, Van Erp, goes deep. He's behind the goaltender looking for a pass out. Finds one at the point, but McAlpin is unable to control it. Gordon waits there for his player to get back onside. Makes it into the Flannery Auto zone. Horetsky with a big hit. He wasn't even the one dishing out the hit. Jack Fisher was trying to hit him, and Fisher went down. Horetsky is a big person. If you're going to hit him, you need a lot of momentum.
That's a case of seeing the hit before it gets to you and preparing for it.
And here comes Van Erp into the McManaman zone, passes it off to Jack Fisher. Looks to Van Erp in the slot, unable to get a stick on it. And here comes Micah Gordon out of that Flannery auto, or into the Flannery auto zone. Dishes out a hit to someone who wanted to hit him. Horetsky looked in front, was able to find anyone. Gordon lays a hit on Dalton Horetsky. Pass through all the way through the crease, finds Caleb Geiger at the top of the circle. His shot doesn't make it through. Dalton Horetsky almost puts it in his own goal there, John. Jack Fisher tries to run Geiger into the boards. He misses, but Jack Fisher is there to send it all the way down past McManaman's goalie. John, what a play by Horetsky down here, almost putting it in his own goal.
Yeah. I kind of wish he had that bad, I'm sure, but no damage done. Kind of seeing a pattern here. Talent-wise, I mean...
Oh. Puck's in front of the net, in the crease. It is still loose, and it's finally covered up by Blake Tulaski. Wow, did Flannery just have a major opportunity to score there.
Like, to finish what I was saying, talent-wise, I can see that they're very equally matched talent-wise. The difference here is speed, and I can see that Flannery's has quite a bit more speed than McManaman's. I'm noticing they're getting to pucks a little quicker. I see Micah Gordon breaking down. I've got two Flannery's guys coming down on him, catching up to him. I think talent-wise, they're about equal, but I think Flannery's definitely has a little bit more speed than McManaman's.
Speaking of, McManaman wins that faceoff, controls it out. Clancy passes it up and gets it deep into the zone. Here is Dalton Horetsky, number 15 for Flannery, with the puck. He sees a pass, but unfortunately, he did not see that defender's stick as it was deflected. Micah Gordon brings it into the McManaman zone. Questionable if that was offsides or not, as the puck got tucked behind his skate and his teammate may have crossed the line a little early. Yeah. Nothing came of it, though, as the puck is at center ice, controlled by Micah Gordon again. And he makes the move around Horetsky to make it into the zone. Shot from the circle, goes off the blocker of Blackstock, and goes out of play.
And it's obvious what the game plan for Coach Rowland here is for Flannery's, and that's when Micah Gordon has, or Coach Fisher, excuse me, when Micah Gordon has the puck to everybody collapse on him. It seems like whenever he touches the puck for McManaman's, there's three Flannery's guys on him.
Yeah, they are all over him, as Coach Don Fisher must have figured out a game plan for this one. Face off to the right of Vincent Blackstock, controlled by Flannery Auto and taken out of the zone. Puck still at center ice as no one is able to get a real handle on it. McManaman now finally gets something going into the Flannery zone, loses it, back out to center ice we go. McAlpin sends it out of the Flannery zone, back out to center. That's a lot of back and forth right now as no one's really able to get the puck deep. And just as we say that, Caleb Geiger does for McManaman. He has control down by the circle, finds the person out front but unable to send it home is number 19, Gavin Tetro. Quickly back is number 10, McAlpin. Gets a shot on goal in the McManaman zone. Goes wide of Blake Tulaski, who is the goaltender for McManaman. And McManaman controls it now. Gives it up and takes it back. John, a lot of back and forth right now. I guess in between spurts as Caleb Geiger just has a shot on goal.
It's just, there's just not a lot going on back and forth right now, but... Well, that's hockey for you. We'll get a scoring chance soon enough.
Soon enough is right, as McManaman is working the zone now, broken up by number 13, Noah Zaleski, taken into the McManaman zone, gives a shoulder, and gets a shot on net, reflected right out to Micah Gordon. He gets it to his teammates at center and taken by Flannery, sent right back in. So we're seeing some scoring chances, just not a lot of control, John. As the puck is at center ice, Micah Gordon tries to find his teammate and unable to do so. Van Erp really trying to work it in deep into the Flannery auto zone, and Horetsky finally does, as he does a spinning backhand into the corner. Quickly now out of the zone is Caleb Geiger from McManaman. He's working at the circle. He made a defender miss. He takes a shot, blockered away by Blackstock into the corner. Picked up quick by number five from McManaman. That is Mitchell Rowland. He gets it down to the corner. He's chasing the puck around, giving Zaleski all he can. And the puck finally squirts out of the zone to center ice. Flannery Auto working deep now. Number 12 for Flannery Auto. That is Nicholas Prill. He gets a pass away to Horetsky, who does another. Either way, that was an awesome backhand goal. I think it was Dalton Horetsky there who scored that one. We're going to find out here.
Trying to catch
second.
His number there if he turns around. Number 11. It's an 11 from 12, I do believe.
11 from 12 on that goal. So we have Austin Strahan scoring that goal, assisted by Nicholas Brill, and we're going to take a quick minutes break.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to think about putting in a new water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. To see how much you can save on your heating and cooling bill by switching to geothermal, visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. Call B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing at 989-269-5280 for a free quote.
Hi, this is Matt of B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We are proud to be a sponsor of the Huron County Hockey and all local sports. When you're tired of paying more for your heating and cooling bills, give B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 989-269-5280 for a free quote on how much you can save by switching to a water furnace geothermal system.
Live at the Bantam Championship game for the Huron County Silver Blade Tournament. Flannery just took the lead 3-1 on a goal by number 11, Austin Strahan, assisted by Nicholas Prill. What a backhand beauty that one was,
John.
That
was a beautiful shot.
2 minutes left in the second period. Flannery Auto with the lead 3-1 and down in the McManaman zone. Van Erp with it now at the half boards, gets run into the boards by Micah Gordon. Still battling through. No one's really playing the puck right now as Caleb Geiger goes tumbling down.
It's starting to get a little chippy out
it's
there
It's getting
right
a little
now.
Chippy out and, there. It's looking like playoff hockey, and I like it.
Flannery's is starting to take control of this game a little bit, and McManaman has got to do all they can to counteract that right now.
Well, this is the time for McManaman to do it. We have a 3-minute roughing penalty by Nolan Van Erp, called by Tim Gordon down in that corner. When all that scuffling was going on, I guess someone was paying attention. So we're going to have a 2-minute power play here for McManaman Orthopedics with the score 3-1, 1:54 left in the second period. So a whole nother period to play after this one, but a major scoring chance right now for McManaman Orthopedics. McManaman controls the faceoff, and Micah Gordon sends it deep. Whipped around by McAlpin, who's trying to clear the zone, and they do out to center ice, where it can be taken now by McManaman. Sent in by McManaman, sent right back out by Flannery, all the way down the ice. Number 11, Kai Whipple's going to have to go back and get that one, and he does. out to Michael Gordon. Misplays that one.